وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
سيد عبد الله الموسوي.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته, and welcome to IRIB English Radio, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. We are talking about humanity and the human rights, but sometimes we need to go to the basics and understand who man is. And obviously, when I say man, we don't mean man as in the gender male, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to them as insan in the Quran, human being. So the word, when we say man, it usually involves both men and women rather than just one particular gender. Just keep that in mind in case that term keeps coming up. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks at the human beings in a different way, and we are looking at the human being in a different way. Back in time, before the 20th century and the 21st century, human beings were looking at each other from a different perspective, where human beings were just as simple as what's your name, and people can get to know who you are by your name or by your look. In our modern day, man kind of having hard time fitting in with his own kind. He doesn't know where to fit in what kind of ideology should he be, with which group. And you see there's so much segregation, and some people get treated differently than other people, even though at the end of the day, we're all human beings. So let us look at how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks at mankind. Human beings in general, how does Allah view them? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about man and how He made them, and He made them superior over all His other creation. And this notion of the superiority of human beings on earth and over other creations, you can see it all over the Quran in so many verses, which we will look at in future episodes because we wouldn't have the time to cover it all today. So human beings in the Quran, man in the Quran was depicted as a creature whom God made Himself and breathed in him from His own spirit, as the verse say. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to begin with, He Himself made human beings, which is an honor by itself. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala completed that honor by blowing from His own soul into man, which means that man has a divine aspect to him, not just the materialistic aspect to him. Nevertheless, the majority of human beings have been said to defy God and show like they were showing lack of gratitude towards Him. Despite that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always glorified man. Originally, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created man, human beings, with honor, glory, and gave them a very high status. The very first human being, we mean Adam alayhi salam, became the glory of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in terms of creation. He was the best of creation, the best of creatures that Allah has created. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him earth and gave him talents and potential that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted him to be His own vicegerent, to be His own, as we say, khalifa, leader, successor on earth. So Adam and his sons are the successors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on earth, which is a great honor to begin with. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to such an extent, He commanded all the angels and the jinn, even though there was one of them, Satan was among them, they were ordered to prostrate to Adam and the sons of Adam. Let us take a short break and then we continue right after.
Dear listeners, you're listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. We are talking about human beings and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala glorified them. We need to understand who we are. We need to understand what we are. We need to understand our status. We need to understand our value. Once we understand that and I understand who I am, then I can understand and respect my fellow human beings because they are just like me, in the same status as me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَإِذْ قَالَ رَبُّكَ لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ إِنِّي خَالِقٌ بَشَرٌ مِنْ صَلْصَالٍ مِنْ حَمَئٍ مَسْنُونَ When your Lord said to the angels, Indeed, I am going to create a human out of dry clay from an aging mud. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took it upon himself to create me and you. Which is, what a great honor is that. And then Allah continues and he says, فَإِذَا سَوَّيْتُهُ وَنَفَخْتُ فِيهِ مِنْ رُوحِي فَقَعُوا لَهُ سَاجِدِينَ When I have made him and breathed into him from my spirit, then fall down in prostration before him. So you can see the glory of mankind just keeps going and going from the beginning. Therefore, man has a great potential. After all, God has breathed from his own spirit into our father Adam alayhi salam. Besides, man's creation is such that he is superior to all other creatures, both in terms of physique and spiritual aspect. So when we look at mankind, we need to take the two dimensions into account. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمَ وَحَمَلْنَاهُمْ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ وَرَزَقْنَاهُمْ مِنَ الطَّيِّبَاتِ وَفَضَّلْنَاهُمْ عَلَىٰ كَثِيرًا مِمَّنْ خَلَقْنَا تَفْضِيلًا Certainly, we have honored the children of Adam and carried them over the land and sea and provided them with all the good things and preferred them with a complete preference over many of those who we have created. So you can see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just keeps going and going and glorifying me and you. When you look at man, for example, if we look at his physique and his physical superiority, for example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him the ability to speak, the ability to feel, the ability to think and reason, the ability to be rational, the ability to be, even in his posture, he's upright, he's on two feet. Allah gave him the fingers, for example, which you can do much with. We can eat using our hands. We can write. We can beautify ourselves and our faces. We have dominance over other creatures. We have dominance over minerals and everything that Allah has created. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam and the Ahlul Bayt to be also amongst the species of mankind, which is a great honor having them as our, you know, equal in creation, so to say. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He created man, He kept bestowing upon him more favors and more honors than he could even think of. When a person compares himself to other creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he sees, for example, when one looks at the animal kingdom, and when he looks at the creatures Allah created, you can see that Allah has given me so much. So we need to understand our worth first and foremost. We will continue in other episodes. Until then, stay with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
اللهم صل على محمد وآله اللهم صل على محمد وآله